So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys, in this video we're going to talk about healthy ketosis and intermittent fasting versus the South Beach diet. Okay, now the South Beach diet was very popular about 10 years ago. You don't really hear much about it now, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, they allow you to do 6 meals a day. Okay, right there. That's going to really spike insulin. Every time you eat, you spike insulin, it's going to be a problem. But the reason why you're going to lose weight in phase one is because you're going to avoid the refined carbs, your fruit, and beans. Okay, so you're dropping your carbs, you're going to lose weight. And if people are used to junk and go to this, it's like, wow, I lost all this weight. Of course, they're going to recommend lean proteins just like so many other diets. And the problem is the leaner you go, the more you spike insulin. Insulin is the hormone that will prevent you from losing weight. And of course, some healthy fats, but they're also recommending some unhealthy fats, like Benecol, for example. That's hydrogenated soybean oil. That is not healthy. That's a trans fat. But I don't know why they can claim on the label it's no trans fat when it has hydrogenated soybean oil, which, by the way, is GMO. And again, this diet is not focused on the quality of food. They don't mention organic or grass-fed. It's mainly pretty much, you know, conventional. This is for 14 days, okay? So you're gonna lose some weight, and then you go to phase two. Now, that's where you're gonna add the fruit and one good carb. Vegetable starch, beans, fruit, whole grains, so they have to stick the grains back in there. You can have 2 servings of alcohol per week, okay? So what's gonna happen, and now your weight loss is gonna slow down. An average person will never hit their goal in 14 days. Okay, they have a lot more to lose. So you're gonna go from here to here, and now the weight loss is gonna slow down, all right? And probably stop completely. And you're gonna probably go off the program and never go back on it. But then if you ever make it to phase three, you can pretty much eat anything you want, but in moderation. And that is the worst advice, because as soon as you allow just a small amount of the wrong things, especially sugary foods and things like that, you're gonna completely raise insulin and block any potential of losing fat because the insulin is just too high. And again, they're going to recommend 6 meals a day. Let's keep that insulin spiked. So this is why it's not popular, because it's not a healthy diet. It's a diet that promotes insulin, and it's not going to last long. You're not going to see it forever because it's not a long-term solution. What I'm going to recommend is doing healthy keto and intermittent fasting, something that you can do as a long-term healthy lifestyle. It's a long term because you're allowing the fats in there. What we're not allowing is the frequency of eating. So where you're eating less, you can really heal insulin resistance. You can lower insulin, and that diet allows you to consume more fat. So you're really satisfied. So you have no hunger, no cravings. And anytime you have that, you can do it long term. It's not that you're starving when you're doing intermittent fasting. You're basically living off your own fat. So intermittent fasting is not starving. You're actually eating something, but you're eating your own fat. So the meal that you're eating is your own body reserve, okay? So that's a way to go. If you stick in this diet, you'll never do it long enough to fix insulin resistance, so you're always running on sugar. So the blood sugar drops, now you're gonna be hungry, you're gonna eat, and then because it's low-fat protein, you're gonna feel better when you eat, but it's gonna drop again, now you're hungry again, and you never really hit your goal, okay? So I'm gonna put a link down below if you wanna learn more about this. You can check it out. Thanks for watching. Hey, tell me what you think about this video. Go ahead and comment below and give me your feedback. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.